Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So welcome to another one of our Tasting Note episodes. If you are new to listening to our Tasting Notes, it's where we go back and read some of our comments that you guys left us for some of our most popular episodes. And so today we are talking about episode 221, our Italian excursion episode. And in this episode, we chatted with Anna Savino, who this was actually really fun because Anna is our first, I guess, no, she's our second, but she's our like furthest international guest.
Because I was going to say,
yeah. I always forget that Rashida's from Canada.
Toronto, isn't it? Toronto.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, but Anna lives in, she lives in Italy. And she has lived in the Piedmont region, yes, of Italy since 2005. And she actually has her own wine club there and a travel wine guide club called Italiana Tours. And her wine club is called Borello Wine Club. And she specializes in organizing small group tours. And she always seeks out the most personal and unique gastronomic experiences for visitors in that region. And so she talked to us all about what it's like owning a tour business, what it's like living in Italy and having kids, and the difference between Italian grandparents and American ones.
Yes. Which we did not realize was so different.
And how her business has been running, of course, during COVID. Because it decimated, as I'm sure everyone knows, travel and tourism across the world. So she talked a lot about that. But you guys, we asked the question to you guys, when you begin to travel again, what is your first destination? And so we're just going to read a whole bunch of places that we want to go to.
Exactly. I think that what we've realized is that there were a mix of what I did notice about the comments are there's a lot of reasons that we want to go places. And that's what we'll see in the comments was there's some that's just like, I'm getting out of here. But then there were some very heartfelt, like family oriented ones where I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So Jada Photography said, I don't care as long as it includes a passport stamp and fruity drinks on the beach. That is exactly the only requirement.
Exactly. Like, that's why people ask me where I want to go.
Anywhere.
I want to go out of this state.
Anywhere.
I don't care.
I want to go anywhere.
Start local. Go far. I don't know. I don't care.
I want to go anywhere. In all honesty, I think I was actually talking to Marcus today, my best friend. Y'all have heard him in season one. I do want to go to New York and visit my grandmother because my grandparents are, both of my dad's parents are still alive. And they're, of course, getting up there. They're in their 80s.
They're old.
Yeah, they're in their 80s. And I do want Sogli to visit with them. I would love it to be at an age where he'll remember, fingers crossed, that, you know, they make it that long. But yeah. I do want to, like, take him up there because I don't know, you know, when you get into your 80s,
every day is a blessing when you get into them. Like, I have multiple aunts who are 80, and like, that is my favorite thing to talk to them and just be like I would do anything for them, I promise you. Like, if they need something, I'm like, I'm coming to you. Like, I'll bring you your groceries.
You just never know. Like, granted, you know, anybody, any age, you never know. Yeah, but really,
it's
like
a blessing to have someone who gets it to those, like, what they call them, octogenarians.
Yes. Yeah. Like, when you get in your 80s, you done seen some shit. And so that I do want to try to make a trip to New York, but I definitely feel the way that Jada does, that I want a passport stamp and I want to be on somebody's beach. The weather was actually like nice today and it was warm and it made me really want to be in sand somewhere. I don't care where.
Exactly. It's just I think that that's the really important thing. Now, someone said something that I never thought of on here. And I had Jaycela Jones said, hopefully Alaska and maybe Michigan, California and Arizona again, Florida, Indiana, all the places where family and friends and adding to the list of the United States, visited states. So I'm for all of that too. And I think for me, I
do
have
you want,
like,
do you want to go to all of the states?
I do.
Really?
I do want to go to all 50 states.
I now, have no I desire to go to all of them.
Like, I do want to visit all 50 states. At the very least, I do want to go to like Alaska, because it's a place that I promise you I will never go for any other reason, you know, like ever.
No, I think Richard, my fishing husband, of course, would love to go to Alaska.
I'm sure.
I wouldn't mind going to Alaska, like do one of them little cruise boat thingies.
I just want you to know the sad thing. The reason I don't want to go to Alaska is because Molly and Nolly makes it sound fun. I just want you to know I'm such a mom.
I don't. So like pretty much, and this is no shade to any of our listeners in the middle of the country. But most of the, I mean, there's a reason why they call them flyover states. And most of them, I like, I don't see myself ever making it to North Dakota. South Dakota, maybe only to see Mount Rushmore, but probably not really. Iowa.
So
Kansas.
I have,
I'm sure it's beautiful.
I have family in North Dakota. I have a cousin in North Dakota. Yeah, I don't know how. I promise you.
Like on purpose?
She, like they, legitimately. They on purpose? Yes, on purpose. And like, I mean, got married up there. So wow. Like my family went up there for her wedding. And I was like, ma'am, it's snow on the ground. Like yeah, that, in
that's
in
also
November.
A big reason. Like
it's snow on the ground in October. Like, no lie. What is going on? But like, I have family in some all over the Midwest to the West. Like from North Dakota all the way down to Texas, I'm a very
traditional Puerto Rican in the sense that my family is in New York, have migrated down to Florida to retire, and is then on the island. So we are literally just on the coast. We're up and down.
Y'all
are
where like New York is just, you know, historical.
That's where we go to.
Florida is exactly like, you know, you find the warm weather again and you're like, and we can just hop home.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I do want to go. So the one place that I will say that I've wanted to go of the states is California, but not for wine country, which I know we want to go for wine, but I have family there. And it's taken me so long to get over my fear of California.
Why are you afraid of California?
Because the ground moves. It's earthquakes. Oh. Literally, it's
well,
just
we got
earthquake
an earthquake
part.
Here.
No, I know, but it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. They're used to it over there. So like they're used to it. Okay. The ground moves. There's fire. There's mud. There. It just doesn't seem like a lot of places like Florida.
I mean, Florida's going to get
Florida and California
underwater.
Both seem like the Lord is trying to tell y'all that they are not happy with something.
Yeah.
And it's not the people. I really just think that they just don't like that place. Mudslides and earthquakes.
I like California.
Fire.
I like Florida.
I never exactly cared to.
There's just
try
not a lot
visit.
Of places in the middle of the country. I want to go
everywhere. I think but, just so that I could say I've gone and seen something, because every state has something unique.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but
you're like, no.
There's other places I would want to go to first. Like Organizing with Intention said, we want to go back to Europe. So let's see, fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. That's where I am. My husband and I, prior to COVID happening, we were planning a trip to Thailand. Mm-hmm. So 2020, we were supposed to go to Thailand. 2021 was supposed to be Spain. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely are international travelers, and I'm trying to get them to go to the Maldives. So like, that's where we are. Like, I want to see the world.
And that's the thing. You know that my struggle, as we've talked about multiple times.
We talked about one of our episodes from season one.
Multiple times.
Episode 8, season 1.
The business. He didn't see any reason to travel before like last year. And now, like, except for the islands. He loved the islands. He's from his blood is Trinidadian. So like, he hasn't even been there. I was like, how are you from how is your ancestors and you have family on an island that you haven't been to? Do you understand that would be my vacation place?
Yeah. Like, that's
so like, we do know that we do have that planned.
Yeah.
Cause that was supposed to happen this year. We were actually supposed to go to, Carnival and his whole family.
A lot of people did comment that, you know, people, I want to go to Disney, Modern Latina Motherhood. I want to go to Disney because we had we had to cancel that trip. Tiffany Nicole Dula said Disney and Niagara Falls, Toronto, since they had to cancel that trip. So a lot of people want to go to, you know, trips that they had canceled. V Still Rising said she wanted to go to two very different places, but either Ghana or Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never been to Hawaii. Hawaii is on my list. I have been to Ghana. What I think, this is a fun fact, or a fun little story, a tidbit, before we close out our tasting notes. So, of course, you know, folks are in the process of getting a vaccine. My father-in-law travels.
I've gotten it.
Yeah. So my father-in-law, I've talked about this before in the episode. He has a nonprofit in Ghana, and he travels frequently to Ghana several times throughout the year. And he, of course, hasn't been able to go because of COVID. And so he has been like itching to get the vaccine because he's like, you know, when I get the vaccine, I'll be able to go. More so and unselfishly, not for his health, but he didn't want to potentially have it and, you know, give it to anybody over there because, of course, their health system is not the same as ours.
And they've been pretty isolated and keeping it under control.
Yeah. And I do think I talked about that with them. I think part of the reason is because in a lot of the rural areas of Ghana, they're villages. And so you really don't leave your village. And so the chances of somebody coming in and giving it to you are smaller. Mm-hmm. But he got his vaccine, the first shot, yesterday. He literally sent out an email today and was like, so you guys know, because this is how he communicates with the family. He has us on an email list. He says, so I told you guys I would be planning my next trip to Ghana when I got the vaccine. I got my first dose yesterday. I'm getting my second dose in March. So here's my return plans. And then he sent us his itinerary for traveling back in April.
I knew it. I was going to say April.
Yes. He already got his flight booked and everything.
He was like, I am out.
Yes, he has been. I know he's been miserable.
But it's been a year and a half. Like, that's hard for some. I think that's the thing that we highlighted is that this year took a lot from us. I mean, not only the people, but it took experiences and some experiences that we may or may not be able to get back. So it gave us some beautiful experiences that we would not have, but it took a lot of experiences that now we're all trying to recoup.
Catch up.
And that's what I'm trying my best not to like go hard with. Like, I do want to travel. I really want to get out of somewhere. Like, I told Brandon, me and Brandon have said this, I need a vacation. Like, overall, but then I need a vacation from you. Like, I need by myself. I think that I've never been a person who wants to travel by myself, but my sister-in-law does. Brandon's sister, she's gone like on a trip by herself to like Mexico or wherever. I want to go on a trip.
You know what? I can do a trip by myself.
And I ain't saying that I got to go far. I mean, that might be my one where I go to California. It's like, I'm going to go visit family or I might go, they might ask me. Of course, I can't go see anywhere where family is because they would be like, where's the baby?
Exactly.
So I might just have to go and find me like a Miami. I don't care. Yeah. I've gone to Miami enough times where I know how to get around. I'm going somewhere.
Somewhere.
I don't want to see no one.
If the world opens up and you feel like traveling, make sure that you check out Anna and Italiana Tours because she does offer tours. And so, like I mentioned before, you can hear about our conversation with her and her tour business and her wine club. It was episode 221, Italian Excursion. And as always, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can do all of that on any of the major podcast platforms, Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all of that good stuff. We're available on your favorite podcast platform. The rating and the reviewing is what helps us out the most because it helps other people find the show. If you want to support the show in a monetary fashion, you can do so monetarily. There we go.
Yes.
In a monetary fashion, you can do so on Patreon. You can join our Sip Squad. We are at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. It costs as little as $3 a month, which is less than your cup of coffee every morning if you go to Starbucks. And we do appreciate the support. It does help pay for people like our podcast editor Rajesh. You're getting a shout out on this one. It does help us give him a couple of dollars every now and then, so we do appreciate it. We love hearing your feedback from all of the episodes that we do. You can always find us on Instagram at Swirl and Sip Podcast, or you can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. And as always, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for our next tasting note.
Bye.